We're back to the Neil Haley show, and I am really exciting to talk about this ESPN acclaimed short film, Black Girls P Play. And I have Michelle Stevenson on the line. How are you, Michelle? And I'm excited to talk about this, and it's got to feel great that it's coming up really, really soon, right?
Yes, I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much. We are happy to be on ESPN Plus.
Absolutely. So tell us how this project got into being. How did it happen?
Well, we've been in conversation with ESPN for a while about what project felt good for us to sort of sink our teeth into, given, the vision we have with the work that we do. And at ESPN, Kira Gaunt, the ethnomusicologist who wrote the book, The Games That Black Girls Play, had a short TED talk that ESPN shared with us, as well as an article she wrote in New York Times. And we were blown away by all the myths she was busting in her book and the connecting the dots that she was making and centering, the Black girls' musical experience as the foundation to our American popular culture. And there was no way we could say no. This was really an inspiring story that we didn't know about and that we felt that most folks didn't know about that needed to be told.
Yes, so kind of without giving it all away, because you want people definitely to tune into ESPN Plus, what is the premise of the whole short film?
The premise is that the games that Black girls play that we see on the playground or that are played in the backyard in our families, on the block, are really, they hold and are the foundation of American popular culture and Black musical expression, from jazz to hip hop to gospel, to all of those musical forms. But even beyond that, the popular culture that we see today.
So kind of explain to me more about that, like on the playgrounds and stuff like that, how do they kind of put out that type of music throughout when they're playing?
Well, the games themselves retain these cultural practices and musical expressions that date all the way back to Africa before slavery. And what I'm talking about are certain pillars of Black culture that include, polyrhythmic beats that you see in the hand games and that you feel in the hand games, the dance and the musical call and response that is also part of that practice, where we sing one thing and wait for the response and respond to that. And then there's a level of innovation and improvisation that happens in many of the hand games that allow for individual expression that also date back to that practice. And you see that repeated in gospel, in the call and response, in oratory practice, when we're asking the audience to participate in the conversations, and in jazz, where improvisation and the individual expression within the collective is a central part of that expression. And of course, hip hop, and we see some of that in the film. How hip hop in some cases actually literally takes the hand games and gives it a hip hop twist.
And I saw this experience in the playgrounds, monitoring the playgrounds when I taught at St. Agnes in Oakland. It's in the city of Pittsburgh. And how Black girls would play compared to when I was taught in affluent areas. And just how you're right, the rhythmic, the different things, even from jumping rope to other types of games, I guess I'm getting an understanding more. It was not just like, hey, we're just on there, not silent. It's a real interaction.
It's a real interaction that's it's part of African expression, and what Kira Gaunt says is it's an embodied memory, and it dates back to slavery. When the drum was taken away, other inventions were made to keep, to keep one's own humanity, but also to keep a cultural tradition that is literally part of the DNA. And what's interesting, and you see in the film also, is, you see it across this country, and there are certain regional sort of twists depending on the game. But those same games you see are played all over the Caribbean and Brazil, wherever, there was slavery, wherever there was a Black presence, there is those pillars of polyrhythm, call and response, and innovation that happen within the expression that you see everywhere.
So
It's a
it's
global
definitely
thing.
a passed down art, it sounds like to me.
Exactly. Exactly.
Were you surprised by it in ways from doing this and seeing the whole process being put into place more? Did you learn new things from it?
Oh, definitely. I was surprised. Sometimes the academic rigor that Kira puts into sort of connecting the dots, and it was a big surprise to me that so much could be retained in play. And generally, when we talk about play, it's a really important part of how we evolve as human beings. Play is play, but it's not just play, if I can say it. It teaches us so much about not just how to be human, how to share, how to be in community. And this is just a particular type of expression of it. And we're centering play in terms of its importance to our civilization as human beings.
So, what is your hope that people will learn from watching this?
Well, I hope people have fun. The film is a lot of fun. It takes people down memory lane. But also, it's really about centering the contributions of Black women and Black young girls and having that platform to share that information is really important for me
And
as a filmmaker.
what have people that have viewed it, the feedback so far?
Oh, they've loved it. People have been so happy. We've had tears of joy and happiness. We've had young girls, come to the Q&A and thank us for centering that. And then for them, going back to the playground will have other meaning, And we're very much looking forward to sharing more of this with the work that ESPN is doing through some community screenings that we'll be doing with high schools and young children across the country. So I'm looking forward to being able to share this so we kind of have a different take on the meaning of play.
I mean, this is fabulous for sure. And what about young Black girls? What are they going to learn from watching this?
I think it's part of, validating our own experiences, validating experiences of young Black girls, and seeing, that what they carry has a deep influence and deep meaning. And hopefully they can, walk a little prouder, walk with their, heads up a little higher when they watch this.
And I think what they're going to gather is the history, because a lot of times kids don't know history. And I have an undergrad in history, and I told you I was a former teacher. The history and how cultures pass down from generation to generation, so we don't lose it. This film is going to keep that going in a way that doesn't happen, right? Because at one point, people kind of will want to forget their culture. And this will be a wake-up call to people that have.
Absolutely, absolutely. And us understanding that history is not just in the books. It's lived, right? It's lived. We pass things down through our food, through our practices, through our music, through our play. And being able to recognize that, I think, is really important.
Yeah, and definitely it is, and it's a process, and people are going to learn a lot. And I think that even some of it that's not even passed down, it literally comes from our DNA. That there is parts in our energy, in our bodies that guess what? Because we've gone through whatever culture we came from, we're going to exhibit those things even not through passed down, right? And that's the other part that people forget about when they look at how do traditions continue to stay alive, even if they've really not had any experience?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That embodied part of what we carry really is important to recognize.
All right. So, again, everyone can go check it out on ESPN Plus. It's now streaming on ESPN Plus, Black Girls Play. We appreciate it. It was such a great conversation. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.